On Books from NPR Berlin, made possible in part by Shakespeare & Sons, I'm Hannah Komonitzik. What is the meaning of it all? Of life, of being alive, of living in the here and now? It is these large philosophical questions that have accompanied humankind ever since its beginnings. Tom McCarthy's Satin Island tries to solve them, but not in the way that one might expect. In its center, if there is a center to this novel at all, is you. An anthropologist, he has been given the task to write the Great Report by an unspecified company. A written document that is to contain everything, the first and the last word on our age. And very much so, the book reads like a report, structured into sections and subsections, which at first seem trivial and random. You is fascinated by everything. The way in which the news are covered, how the traffic works in the city of Lagos, or in how many ways denim can be creased. He sees patterns and connections in all aspects of human life. Satin Island is astonishing in many ways. From the first page to the last, it draws its audience into the stream of observations, from Hugh's personal experience with friends to his use of Claude Lévi-Strauss' complex ethnological theories. Instead of plot setting or even protagonists, the novel only provides the findings of this unnamed narrator. In the end, it is up to the reader to decide what the answer to life might be, or whether there is one at all. Either way, there is no such thing as the self and the other, only patterns that repeat themselves and connect us all. For NPR Berlin, I'm Hannah Komonitzik.